The work is a product of two people, Northern Illinois University history professor Sean Farrell and his former doctoral student Matthew Billings, who now works at the University of Indianapolis. Farrell says a key motivation behind the book, and its title, was to broaden the scope by which people see the Irish in Illinois.
The time seemed right to put it together in terms of the first statewide history of the Irish in Illinois. There's been a lot of great stuff on the Irish in Chicago and a lot of good things on the Irish in various communities, but there hadn't been anything that kind of brought that all together.
Farrell says the biggest contributor to Irish immigration in the public consciousness is the Great Famine, which took place in the mid-1840s.
And in terms of numbers, that's true. But if we look further back, Irish settlers and soldiers came to the Illinois country as early as the 1750s. You know, we're part of the French Imperial Army, the British Imperial Army. We're soldiers in the American Revolutionary War on the Patriot side as well.
The soldiers and settlers were also diverse when it came to religion. Farrell says in the 1780s and 90s, groups of Irish Protestants settled Illinois, coming up from areas such as Kentucky and Tennessee. Beyond that point, immigration picked up.
The real jumps in Irish settlement in Illinois come from the 1830s onward, and they're connected to laborers on the canal project. And then obviously with the famine emigration, more and more Irish people come to Illinois, to Chicago in particular, in search of work.
And while the Irish have many ties to large cities such as Chicago, from labor to politics, Farrell says that was far from the only destination.
You know, a fairly decent percentage of mid-19th century farmers are Irish immigrants. Matt highlights some in LaSalle County, for example, in his work. But the Irish experience in Illinois wasn't simply an urban one, an urban laboring one.
Such a book wouldn't be complete without profiles of several Irish Illinoisans. One is Jenny Hodgers, an immigrant to Belvedere. She disguised herself as a man, changed her name to Albert Cashier, and fought for the Union in the Civil War. Farrell says another figure is Sister Mary Williams Sullivan. She was an Irish-American Catholic sister who worked on civil rights in Chicago with contemporaries such as Martin Luther King Jr.
She described herself as a large, loud Irish nun sitting on the corner of Jackson and California, and you know, a remarkable individual who worked for, you know, 70 years in service to people who needed it.
Farrell says the timing of the book's release right around St. Patrick's Day, quote, may not be an accident, end quote. He says there's already been positive reception from media outlets and academics on both sides of the pond. He also suggests it could be interesting to those with Irish ancestry.
A lot of people in Illinois, an estimated 1 million, still consider themselves Irish, and not just on St. Patrick's Day. So our book really is kind of aimed to kind of let them explore the range and diversity of the Irish experience here.
The Irish in Illinois is now out through Southern Illinois University Press. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.